If you are listening to this episode before June 13th, 2026, that means there's still time for you to tune in to the Unprepared Casters charity stream this upcoming Saturday on, you guessed it, June 13th, 2026, for 12 hours from 10 a.m. Central Time to 10 p.m. Central Time. If you live outside of Central Time, you will have to do the math on your own. I am not good at it. A few things to know about this charity stream. One, there will be no episode next week. I know, disappointing. We're so close to the end of Tomb of Corridors. However, we got a lot to do, but we will put the VOD from this Saturday up on the Unprepared Casters YouTube channel. So if you are unable to attend live, you can still donate. Donations will go live today, but you can enjoy the chaos after the fact. Thing two, for this charity stream, we will have our regular goal of $5,000, but we will also have a stretch goal of $10,000. If we can raise $10,000, I will run an Oops All Bombix show. If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know who Bombix is, I just started listening to the podcast, it doesn't matter. Just know that you want this. It is going to be cool. It's going to be fun. What does it mean? I know, and I'll tell you if we unlock it. And lastly, this charity stream is PvP, so the full rules will be posted on Instagram, but basically, we'll have one very high-level character fighting against all of the other lower-level characters, which means that your donation rewards are crucial to determining the success of whoever you want. Now, would it be deeply unethical of me to campaign for donation rewards in this promo because no one else is here? Haley's still building the dungeons off the edge of the labyrinth, and no one else knows that I'm doing this? Perhaps. But this is Pride Month. This is about gay rights, and I've always been a supporter of gay wrongs. So this is me asking you to donate money in my name so Bombix Mori can beat the shit out of Pickle. If none of those words mean anything to you, don't worry about it. You can watch the stream on Saturday. It will probably be equally as unclear. Anyways, that's so much ado. Let's just get into this week's episode. It's something else.
Hello!
And welcome to Unprepared Casters, Tomb of Corridors.
Yay!
I am your dungeon master, Amelia Somm. Who else is here to fight a lich?
Me! Me!
Who is this?
It's me!
It's so dark in here!
No! Gotta turn on some of the lights in this tomb!
I don't have dark vision.
No, it's because we're silly humans. My name's Haley. Hi, it's me, Haley Whipjack. I'm here to play Starling Ravel, who's an elf and also a ranger and also a warlock and also a druid. And also there's a horse here, and I'm going to play Starling and Canary until I, the human man, die.
Yeah, if you die in the Tomb of Corridors, you die
you
in real life.
You do die in real life, which is a shame for Cyrus.
I'm already in debt to deaths.
Yeah, Cyrus, one day you will die now.
One day you will die twice. Hi, I'm also here. I'm Stella Joe. And today I am playing Millie, the Eladrin Cleric. And I totally remembered that in episode one, we ate a hero's feast.
We all remembered that. And we all took actions and behaved as though we had.
Yeah.
I'm also here. I think it's funny if I don't tell anybody what class I'm playing and I just let everyone find out together. Cast included, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we truly don't know. It's been a secret.
You're all in the same campaign. You could see if you wanted to.
That's cheating!
Funnier if you don't. Also, I guess if you saw the art and you're counting how many times I died, you also know.
Don't look.
Yeah. Don't look at it. Just like it.
Don't read it. No one's reading it. They're too busy looking at the pretty pictures.
Exactly. Thank you for that. I worked very hard.
Yeah. They look great.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to do the recap from last episode, but the only thing I have in my notes are Third Valentine, RIP number two. I believe last episode started with a explosion.
Yes.
It started with a lightning... It started with a chain lightning. And then you all were looking around. You turned your horse into a baby horse. And then there was an explosion. Or maybe the explosion happened and then you turned your horse into a baby horse.
Yeah.
Starling and Millie decided, we don't really know this new Valentine. And they seem to be popping back. So we could just let this one run its course. Save our Revivify Diamond for, you know, one of the OGs and just see what happens. And then Third Valentine came forth in the body of
Second Valentine
Prime. Yeah, the body of Second Valentine, also yeah. The body of Valentine Prime, after being laughed at by the disembodied voice you encounter in the space between life and death. You all looked throughout the room to figure out the puzzle of the room, which was coin slot.
It was coin slot.
We all knew it.
And you got it so quickly. Yeah,
we got it in a normal amount of time.
Shoved something in there, and then when it didn't work, walked away from it and then died.
Which is kind of what you've done with every problem in this module. And you're like, well, I didn't roll high enough. I guess I should go somewhere else.
Some of us are still alive. It's worked out.
And to your credit,
kind of.
Maybe that's just a compliment to the Lich for making a really good tune.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you even considered that the Lich did a good job?
Well, God, I'm gonna say, to your credit, that method has managed to bypass all unnecessary auxiliary rooms and the corridors.
Exactly.
As you made your way through the coin slot puzzle, you found three pits filled with spikes. And through spells and jumping and an elaborate pulley system, managed to navigate your way down that corridor to another corridor, arguably the same one, depending on how you define a corridor. Bust down a door where you heard a magic party happening that turned out to be an illusion and a cantilevered floor that fell into a lava pit. And then you ascertained that you need to go into one of the pits where there was a secret door that then led you down to a psychoactive fear gas chamber that scared just Canary. It was the most scared anyone could be.
And she was so scared.
She was so terrified.
She thought we were going to make her glue.
She thought you were going to make her glue and also, I think, eat her.
She thought we brought her there on purpose to make her be glue.
To make her be meatballs and glue.
Nothing will get sadder than Canary being scared that we brought them to the dungeon.
Yeah! To intentionally make her glue.
It was an elaborate trap just for her.
You open into a room laden, like so filled with cobwebs. And at the end, there is what appears to be an undead person who, though it is very difficult to see through all these cobwebs, bears somewhat of a resemblance to Valentine III at present. They made a loud sort of moaning roar. Like a yawn, but angrier, I would say. As they sit up on a solid gold kind of chaise sort of couch. And you all enter the room. I'm going to need two things. First, marching order.
I don't remember if we talked about any specific order we were walking in.
I think I opened the door.
Okay. I opened the door and then I run immediately to the back so other people can
I was just opening it to be polite.
Yeah.
I'll sandwich myself between however you two are situated on the kind of the fact that my pockets are empty.
Sure, sure.
I'm down to going first.
So then I'm in the back with my very scared horse. Am I taking the horse in with us?
I'm taking my horse in with us.
No, my horse didn't want to come with because she's too scared.
Yeah, all of the gas is gone, but I do think she's still scared.
I can leave her outside. That's okay. We'll come back for her.
Yeah, I think she's still out, like, way out and around the corner, actually.
Yeah, and good. You know, if we're about to fight and kill a lich, she doesn't need to see all that. She's only little. By that, I mean I've only been summoning her for approximately 150 years.
Yeah.
On and off.
She's so tiny.
That is a baby.
The layout of this room, there's like a 10-foot square, and then there's like the stairs down into it. Rectangular staircase down at the base of the staircase, 10-foot square. Lich in the corner. It's covered in cobwebs, so if you'd like to move through the cobwebs, I do need you to make a dexterity save.
Helen, I assume we kind of gotta go through the cobwebs, yes? Otherwise it's just stand.
You could get rid of the cobwebs.
Sure, sure. Feels a slightly unnecessary, I will be honest.
Okay, well, it said that there's, I'm just running the module, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about it as, like, a person entering a space, and I'm kind of thinking about if it feels, like, necessary to burn down the cobwebs before I walk through the hall.
Sure. Either way.
Second question, I guess. Second observation. Do I in the back have to do that as well? Or is Millie kind of taking out all the cobwebs at the front?
I guess it depends on how this goes for Millie. If Millie takes out the cobwebs or gets caught in them.
And thank you so much for asking. I take out my tinderbox and just sort of spark near the cobwebs and try and get them to catch and burn them away.
You can very easily spark on the cobwebs, and as soon as you hit one, have you ever seen those videos of them, like, burning the, like, cotton on top of grass and stuff,
yeah,
where it just, like, singes, and almost immediately, in, like, a flashbang, it goes through all of the webs up until the corners where they're the most dense, and you have a clearer view in this room. If you take a look around for this moment, you see the kind of the full body of this undead creature. Starting to cast a spell as their hands begin to move and arcane sigils form in the air around them. You also see a ornate silver crown resting upon their head. A like jade coffer in the corner, some yellow sacks, a few other bits and baubles. And on the ground you see a very large golden mace.
Okay.
You said there's a mace, right?
Large and golden.
Okay. Does it look tied to anything?
Does it look what?
Tied to anything?
Does it look like anything's like if I were to pick it up, it'd like trigger something?
Is there anything stopping Valentine from having this be the only thing in their inventory?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be.
Got it.
It's just there on the ground. There's like a little cobweb near it, but nothing major.
Probably gonna get cursed for this.
I'm probably gonna get cursed for this.
But has anybody else ever thought?
What I wanted to ask is totally dependent on if you run in the room and grab the mace.
You know, it's so tempting. I really need it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah, do it. Okay, do it. Mace.
I'm gonna go get the mace.
Get silly.
Get silly.
You run for the mace. It is a deep black iron color with gold inlaid runes. And as soon as you pick it up, the runes start glowing and it emits a bright, warm yellow light in your hand and you feel powerful.
Hell yeah, but...
why would there... You want me to add a but?
No, I'm just... I feel like this is a trap.
I can't give you a mace.
Okay. What kind of mace is it?
God forbid.
It's glowing.
Is it like a plus a million?
Yeah, like...
Is it a million billion mace?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Lich Killer.
It's called the Lich Killer. Cyrus, go ahead and roll me a
d4. Okay. All right. And this is Listen. One of four good things that could happen to me, yeah?
I assume so.
It's how many puppies
two.
You get.
Yay! I get two puppies.
Yeah.
Two puppies.
It's a plus two mace.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
Cool. I've got one thing in my inventory.
Yay.
I just, you know, if there was a magic mace that could kill me, I do think the safest place for it to be would be with me inside of my very difficult to get into tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want that floating around out in the world for people to find and then come get me. I'm going to keep that with me.
Right,
you have to get
me.
Past all of my pit traps.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to find it.
Yeah.
No. And how could they?
How could they? I think it's smart. I'm into it.
So is she still casting a spell?
Yeah, she's still working on casting a spell. It looks kind of like... You can see, like, runes flying around and, like... I would like all of you to roll initiative.
Okay. That's an 8.
I got a 14.
Out of 20, let's go.
20 is Starling, 14 is Millie, and 8 is Valentine. Okay, at the start of the Lich's turn, it will continue working on the ritual it is going to cast. Next is Starling with Millie on deck.
My God, I have so many ways I can connect to somebody clairvoyantly. I don't think that's what I need here. If I sort of connect our brains together the way I connected my friend's brains together at the beginning, do you think that would fix it?
You know what I'm always saying is maybe we can defeat the Lich in the marketplace of ideas. As with everything in the Dungeons & Dragons world, a 5% chance you can do anything.
And that's the magic of it. No, I think I may simply use my only 5th level spell slot to cast lightning bolts at a higher level. Because I just kind of feel like we want to do a bunch of damage, maybe.
Yeah.
And kind of kill them as fast as Popsicle. But also the thing about that is they are lich, maybe. And if there's a phylactery somewhere, we don't have it.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love that for us or for me. No. You know what I'll do? I'll make a Hunger of Hadar. Instead.
What's that do?
Bunch of stuff. Are you ready to get red at?
Yeah, this lich's tummy is about to start growling.
Hunger of Hadar, you open a gateway to the far realm. A region infested with unspeakable horrors. A 20-foot radius sphere of darkness appears centered on a point within range and lasting for the duration. It's difficult terrain filled with strange whispers and slurping noises. No light, magical or otherwise, can illuminate the area. Creatures fully within it have the blinded condition. Creature starting its turn takes 2d6 cold damage. Any creature ending its turn does a dex save or take acid damage. So this would mean if I do this, nobody else can see or get to Mr. Lich for a little bit. But they're also going to be blinded and taking some damage. if we wanted to take some time to maybe, like, set up a little bit.
And, you know, I'd also take damage, too, if I was blinded cold and there was nothing but wet noises around me.
Yeah, all the wet tentacles and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the wet noises that get you.
Yeah, sometimes the noises kind of get you. How big is this room that we're in right now?
10 by 10.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's not very, that's not good. Okay. Everyone back up, out of the room, out of the room.
Yeah.
Everybody back up out of this room,
I
please.
I have no objection to that.
I'm in the back, so I'm reaching forward. I grab the backs of both of your shirts, and I start backing up, and off we go, out of the room. Just to be clear, if you're moving out of the room, if you're trying to grab both of them, you will be moving slowly because we are in initiative order. Is that your action to grab both of them, or do you want to cast this spell as your action?
Can I... can I ready the action? Can I walk out of the room, ready the action for when they're both out of the room?
Yes, you can.
Then that is what I shall do. I'll grab their shirts and then pull a little bit and then let go because I have to start using my hands to cast the gross icky tentacles, mm-hmm. which is the name of the spell. And I will walk out of the room.
Okay.
Mid-cast.
As you do that, at the end of your turn, I'm going to take a little action.
Why?
Because it's the end of your turn.
Why does that mean you get to do stuff? It was my turn.
Because...
Mills, you're confused.
Because it's magic. Okay, how does this dreadful glare work? Can you make a wisdom saving throw?
Me?
Yeah. You have advantage because of your hero's feast.
As I've had all along.
Yeah, because we've been doing this all the time.
That was 13. And that one is a 6. Let's do the 13.
You take 30 points of psychic damage.
Ow!
And you have the paralyzed condition until the end of the Lich's next turn.
Does that mean I can't cast my spell?
You can't take an action, bonus action, or reaction. Your concentration is broken. You can't speak. If you're incapacitated when you roll initiative, you have disadvantage on the roll. In addition to this, your speed is 0 and can't increase. You automatically fail strength and dex saving throws. Attacks against you have advantage, and any attack that is a critical hit is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of you.
I reach out, I gently pull on both of your shirts, and I go, you will join me outside of the room.
And then you freeze.
I can give us some time. I turn, step out of the room, I'm pulling a tentacle out of my pocket and twisting it around my hands, and then I just fall to the ground paralyzed.
They don't think you fall, because it doesn't say that you're, like, prone, so I think you're just stuck there.
This mid-tentacle pull.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm frozen in the doorway, tentacle in hand.
Are you blocking the doorway?
I'm quite small.
Okay.
I'm so skinny.
I'm so petite. I'm so petite.
You can
petite.
Move past Starling as difficult terrain.
Okay.
Okay, Millie, it is your turn. Valentine, you're on deck.
Well, okay. So the paralyzation, did it look like... It happened because Starling cast magic?
Well, Starling was behind you. Were you looking at Starling or were you looking at the Lich?
And I didn't get a chance to cast the magic. I was going to.
Mm.
You were going to cast the magic. Okay.
Well, let me know which direction you're looking and I'll let you know what you see.
I think I would have been looking down at the Lich.
As Starling begins to cast... You would have seen the Lich turn towards Starling and, like, the eyes, like, I was going to say they open a little bit, but they don't really have a whole lot of eyelids going on. It's just, like, there's, like, a little glow where in the eye sockets where they would be, and it, like, flares up a little bit in Starling's direction as they continue casting the spell.
From where Starling is, could I... touch her and be out of line of sight of the Lich if I moved back into the room, the bigger room?
It would take like 5 feet of movement to go back, and then it's a 10 by 10 room, so you have enough space. So you want to go run and touch Starling?
Yes, but I want to be out of line of sight of the Lich.
So like sneaking past me through the doorway.
Like I want to go past.
You can go around the corner.
Like Starling's in the doorway. I want to be, on the other side of the wall because I'm want to cast a spell, but I'm scared of her seeing me cast magic. So I'm going to lay a hand on Starling's shoulder and cast Lesser Restoration to end your paralysis.
Does it work? Does it work? Does it work? Does it work? Am I alive?
Yeah.
Yay! Did I lose...
Am I alive?
Did I lose the spell slot? Because I was readying it.
You did not cast it yet, so you have not lost the spell slot.
Oh, that's huge for me. I already marked it. I'm going to unmark it. Hell yeah, let's go, baby. Yeah.
Get that level 5 spell slot back.
Stella, do you have a bonus action or movement?
I've only used a few feet of movement. I guess I will move...
Yeah, you've used about half your movement to get around the corner.
Yeah. I'll take another 5 feet, like, back towards the center of the first room. What are we calling that room?
Okay, let me...
The gas room.
Yeah, let me tell you... Let me show you where you are right now, actually. Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture.
Did this room have a
door? Oh, yeah, the gas room is, like, thin, right?
Was there a door? Did we have to physically open a door to get into this room?
Yeah, Millie opened a door.
Yeah, when I leave, I'm gonna close it and see if that does anything. Maybe she goes away.
Let me just leave.
Found her. Check. Let's get out of here.
Now she can't see me. So
I'm kind of stuck there. If that's a 5 foot square, okay. I'm just gonna stick where I'm at.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that's gonna be my turn.
At the end of your turn, the lich is going to take a legendary action, and Starling is taken care of. The only person it can see is Valentine number 3.
Guys, I don't have armor on. My armor class is 10.
Oh my god. You're going to run out of characters and have to start using some of ours.
Yeah.
It's going to be really funny. You're going to play My Little Bird. It's going to be great.
Does a 23 hit
the 10? Does it hit the 10?
What you said?
Yeah, you take 19 points of necrotic damage.
That gets half because I'm resistant, right?
Yeah, if you're resistant to necrotic damage, it would be a 9. As Millie runs around the corner, the lich, mid-spell, like, just... As it's turning its hand to make one of the somatic components, it like flicks its index finger in your direction, and just a beam of negative energy like courses through your chest. And you feel something eating at you inside.
Okay.
Mm. But it is your turn now. What would you like to do?
I know I should leave because I was instructed to leave. But a part of me, the upset part of me is like, I should get my lick back. I should probably leave it alone now.
Hey, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. As a response to her attacking me, can I Hellish Rebuke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What does your Hellish Rebuke look like as this negative energy courses through the core of your body?
As this negative energy kind of pushes into Valentine's being, you kind of see like their veins kind of turn black, and as they run up, kind of centering at their heart, there's this kind of ball of light that shoots back down to their veins through their fingertips as they snap their fingers and shoot back a Hellish Rebuke. 13 dex save.
Is the lich dexterous?
It is not. It fails.
Sweet. That is 21 damage. And I'm going to leave the room.
As you sort of flick back this negative energy kind of going through your chest and almost like a paddle ball, it reaches the end and then is yanked back through you, extending from your arm through the tip of your finger, and this beautiful like silky purple light as it goes back to the core of the lich, you see it pierces the center of it. It breaks away a few ribs, but the lich does not seem all that damaged aside from that.
Okay.
Does it have to make a concentration check on its spell for taking damage?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Yay.
I love playing with people who know how to play the game I don't know how to play.
And it's fine.
The spell keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Great.
Oh, it has advantage. Let me double check that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's for better. Oh, I didn't roll advantage on your thing.
Oh, no.
No.
Does a 14 succeed on your Hellish Rebuke?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Really?
What the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah.
Really? This is crazy. Sucks. Okay, so what are you doing now? Are you running back out?
Yeah, I will. And I close the door behind me.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the other side. You guys are now just in the corridor leading up this, leading to the staircase with the door closed.
I'm glad that that is over. We should leave.
I'm sorry?
The door is closed. There's no more fight.
Oh,
It's like a parlay.
No.
Do you have object permanence?
You guys see different, like, glowing lights from underneath the door.
Yeah. She's still in there.
Still in there, still in there, very much doing something. And I'm so sorry. I don't know your reason for being here in this tomb. Was it just to look at the lich? Was that kind of where your particular mission ended?
It is more so that my mission was to achieve the knowledge of unbinding souls. As well, as I would like to not have to worry about someone trying to take my seat when I die. However, mm-hmm. I realized that once everything started, specifically you, a quite strong-looking person, were paralyzed in the doorway.
Thank you.
I got a little scared.
And fear is a very natural emotion. I wonder if perhaps we should reopen the door and try to kill the lich.
I'm okay with that.
I would never, you know, presume to convince you into doing that. If you do not wish to go into this fight, you, of course, do not have to.
I think I have good survival chances. It is a lich. The damage is necrotic. I tend to be quite resistant.
Sure.
How resistant would you say that you all are?
To specifically lich-based damage?
Yeah, like, mental challenges.
Okay, well, that feels pointed.
The necrosis of the body through magic.
The normal amount, I think.
Yeah, like the regular amount?
80%, 75% chance of, like, getting out of this, everyone alive.
Yes.
There's, like, a 25% chance that, like, probably one of us dies.
Should we open the door back up?
What's the
plan? Do we want to have a game plan? There's about to be some crazy shit happening on the other side of that door, and I know it.
For sure.
Now that we are on this side of the door, I can cast the spell I was intending. And what if I can cast this spell that causes damage while she's inside of it? We open the door. I cast the spell. We close the door. She's trapped.
I have a fun thing that I could do with my connection to my goddess.
Okay.
I can sort of channel some of that divinity and make her incapable of doing anything.
I also still have a horse.
What?
I still have the horse. There's like a celestial horse in the hallway.
That too.
Okay. All right. Okay. We open the door. I cast this spell that injures her while she's in it. Millie casts the don't go anywhere. Valentine has a horse.
Yes.
Done. We've solved it.
And you know, after a couple minutes, she should be gone.
Above the table, how much damage is the Hunger Fedar?
How much? It depends on some saves. Let me pull it up so I have actual exact numbers for you.
Oh, right. If she saves, then this whole thing kind of goes to shit, right?
Yeah, you take damage at the start and at the end. At the start of your turn, it's 2d6 cold. And then at the end, you either succeed a dex save or you take 2d6 acid.
Mm.
Okay, that's a lot.
It's not amazing amounts of damage.
But for 10 turns, if she's incapacitated...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my turn undead, she needs to succeed on a wisdom saving throw. My DC is 18. That's fairly high.
Yeah. And I can up the level I'm casting that out as well. That's just for if it's at third. It goes up by 1d6 per level for one of those types of damage.
And for good measure, if we want to, I could like put a moonbeam in there.
We just, yeah,
hell yes,
absolutely. We're just gonna fill this little room with a bunch of shit. Mine is going to create impenetrable darkness. So we'll open the door. Millie will cast, Valentine will cast, I will cast, we close the door. There's nothing she can do.
Yeah.
Nothing will go wrong. She's fucking dead.
She's fucking dead in there.
Maybe we open it, she's already dead in there.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful twist of fate. Shall we open door?
Shall we?
All right. Millie, prepare.
I clutch my holy symbol. I hold out one hand.
we stand in a little line. We stand in a line, Millie.
I assume you're doing it Scooby-Doo style.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking we stand in a line so Millie casts and then moves out of the way. And then
you can do that. Yeah.
We can also do Scooby-Doo style.
Scooby-Doo is
down.
Hilarious.
Different levels. I'm on my tiptoes in the back. Yeah.
All right, Millie, that means you've got to open the door.
I'm going to open the door and cast my channel divinity.
You see that this lich is now, was previously sitting kind of on this like golden chaise. The sigils that they were making in the air, there's like one core circle and then like two other circles that are all spinning around each other like a gyroscope. And you also see what appears to be like a sphere within that, above and like kind of upward and in front of them, and it looks like almost like the world. Okay, and you're casting your channel divinity?
Yes, so I'm gonna do my channel divinity turn undead.
Great.
Which at my level will also cast seer undead. So she needs to make a wisdom saving throw. My DC is 18, and I'm really fucking hoping she fails. That'd be awesome.
I rolled an 18 on the die.
Well, do different.
Mills.
Well, I got to roll an advantage. The first time I rolled a 2, and the second time I rolled an 18.
Mills, do different.
It didn't work. Close the door.
We have other spells to cast, Millie. You reopen that door right now, young lady.
Well, here's the thing. Is I can try this 2 more times.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
We'll wait for your thing to succeed. And then we'll move down the line.
My thing will hold her in place. My thing makes her incapacitated. So, like, if she's not incapacitated, then she'll just move out of the...
Out of the moonbeam, specifically. Because mine will take up the whole room.
Yeah.
Hey, Stella.
The moonbeam is pretty...
I'm going to let you know something right now. Legendary resistances exist.
Mills, say something else.
Why do you hate me?
Say something different. That one sucked.
If I hated you, I wouldn't have said anything.
Okay, fine. I open the door back up.
All right, try again. Okay. You took your 5 seconds to breathe. Try one more time. And then we'll go down the line.
Okay, I'm trying again.
As planned.
She's rolling against a save, right?
With advantage.
What if she didn't have advantage and also she sucked?
Yeah, what if she sucks, Mills?
Like, I'm just letting you know right now, if I fail these, I'm gonna use the legendary resistance.
And that's fair.
That is a 24 for a wisdom save.
That's a lot.
That is a big number.
Very wise. Not dexterous, very wise.
All right, well.
Well, that's
Valentine.
Helpful.
Fucking, wait, okay, so do I moonbeam? No, I do. That was the plan.
Yeah, I think you should still. What's the radius on moonbeam?
You said radius. It's a 5 foot.
It's 20
cylinder. 5 foot radius. 45.
5 foot radius means it's a 10 foot diameter. It's also going to take up this whole room.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? That's true.
So we're both going to take up the whole room.
Yeah. It'll just be a mix of the brightest light you've ever seen and the darkest ever.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'll cast
so moonbeam
straight into the room at the third level.
Okay, what do I need to do for moonbeam?
13 con save. I wish it was higher.
con, it's magic. It succeeds.
Okay. And it's 3d10 radiant damage. So that's 17.
As the moonbeam sears its shining light, because you're... rebuke didn't hit earlier. What I said happens, then happens now.
Yeah.
Like, the lich does not recoil in pain. But you see that, like, three of its ribs just kind of, like, break off and disintegrate. It does not seem to affect it, but...
but it is being physically damaged.
It is affecting it in some way.
Sure.
The magic is not magicking like I thought it was magic.
Okay, well...
it's... surely we'll be doing something, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens after you do the darkness and then we close the door.
Yes, I'll cast mine.
I was gonna cast at a higher level, and then I was told the magic isn't magicking. And now I don't want to spend my only...
No, do it!
That's fair.
My magic isn't magicking, but, you know, who knows?
But perhaps mine, however...
yes.
...will magic just fine. I'll use a fourth level slot on it.
Okay.
And so the room is now full of just silvery bright light,
silvery moonlight, yeah.
So I'm going to... I guess tentacle's still in hand. I probably never dropped it.
Yeah, you've just been holding on to it.
Yeah. Twirl it around my fingers like how people do with pencils, where they move it between all their fingers.
I can
but
do
it's
that.
Fucking flip-flopping around. And from the ground, I will just pull tendrils of the shadow fell up through the floor of the tomb. And fill this room with gross slurping sounds. The yawning of the grave.
As this silvery moonlight shines forth from this narrow room, inky black tendrils begin to diffuse it as darkness erupts from the floor, filling the entire area. I need to make a dex save?
No. Well,
no.
It affects you on your turn. So... starting your turn, because this is at fourth level, you're going to take 3d6 cold. Ending your turn in there, it's a save. And if you fail the dex save, then it's 2d6 acid.
Okay.
So it doesn't do anything at this exact moment, but I am closing the door now.
Okay. And it's also dark, so you can't see what happened to it.
That's right.
Okay.
But ideally, it's just sort of slowly chipping away for the next minute, because it lasts for a minute of concentration.
Yeah, it's just a minute of moonbeam and a minute of hunger for dawn.
I close the door, and I step away from the door, and I turn away from it, and I sit down on the floor to fully concentrate. I'm so concentrating right now.
Yeah.
And you're doing such a good job.
I'm not dropping my concentration for nothing.
Okay.
Valentine will... because I still have my horse.
important.
The horse will stand in front of the door. Valentine will stand further back in the hallway concentrating.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Millie, the horse is protecting you. Millie, don't worry.
Yeah.
The horse is protecting you.
And, you know, and the steed actually is pretty fucking cool. So, you know, should something happen.
The horse has got it.
Yeah.
Mills, does the lich die?
It's been a minute. Do you open the door again?
Well... why won't you answer my question?
Well, that's how you would know, because you would open the door again.
We wouldn't hear the lich disintegrating through the door.
Yeah, when all the wet slurping sounds and the ha of the moonbeam go away, Is there, are we left? What are we kind of left with sound wise?
You still see, you hear some some little rumblings as you did before you cast those spells, and you still see the flashes of light from underneath the door.
Well, that could be anything. All right, I'll open the door.
I'll gently move the horse out of the way.
You're probably the safest person to do that with.
Yeah. Yeah, you gently move the horse out of the way. You see the lich seemingly unbothered, continuing to cast a spell.
Uh-huh.
What's your passive perception?
It's 20.
Okay, yeah. You would notice that four of the ribs of this lich have disintegrated, it would seem.
Mm.
And there's still five left.
Do you communicate that to us?
This still has five ribs left.
I could break them.
But it's damaged. Well, you could. What, you just want to go smash with a hammer? What is the plan there?
Yeah, I do have a mace that is golden and inlaid with runes.
You do have a mace, and it's beautiful, and I should not think down on your mace. You're correct.
No. I also am quite strong. I could just break the rest of the ribs.
Are you asking, is your intention to run in there and smash the lich's rib cage with a hammer? I need to understand if that's what you're speaking of.
Yes.
All right.
Magic.
That is Valentine.
Magic,
it's crazy.
Did not work. I'm just saying, the magic did not work. We closed the door, we did the moonbeam and the Hadar, and that did not work.
No, you're right.
Sometimes you got to go a little analog.
You don't need my permission to smash it, I suppose.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I knew what was going on.
All right.
I can try and give you advantage on it.
That would be
I can throw
amazing.
A guiding bolt on there and try and give you advantage on your hits.
It's probably a good call.
Yeah, you want to go for it?
Don't say it like that.
I just need to know what you're committing to.
Yes, I cast guiding bolt on her ass.
Roll to hit.
Mills, you just say it's so scary sometimes. That's all.
That's 27.
27.
That's 27.
Yeah, the 27 hits.
Cool.
What level of guiding bolt?
Million, a million,
just a first.
Level okay. A million guiding bolt.
I'm doing a first level.
Yeah,
okay.
That's basically the same.
It is still 4d6. 14. But the next hit on it has advantage.
You cast your guiding bolt on this creature. It hits square in the sternum. One of the remaining ribs disintegrates. But it is otherwise no damage, and it is now sheathed in a silvery light, contrasting against the golden, colorful runes that it is casting in the air. Next attack has advantage.
Cool. So I'm gonna true strike with the mace, while also adding a divine smite on top of that.
Hell yeah.
I need this bitch's ribs gone.
Get there, ass!
Yes.
This guy's lost rib cage privilege.
23 to hit?
A 23 will hit.
Okay. And then my divine smite.
Oh, sorry. You hit, you crit.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. So that's double damage or roll twice?
However you want to do it, as long as you call it beforehand.
I'll just roll twice. Okay, so 4 plus 9 is 13. 16 on the first one, 18 on the second one, 13 plus 16 plus 18 is...
46?
And, you know, I'm willing to take that.
That's a good number. That's a great number.
47. You were one off. That's crazy. You've got such a big brain.
That's 47 points of damage?
Just taking the mace and just slamming it down the entire rib cage as the fucking light of God.
You slam the mace down the rib cage at the light of God. With the light of God. It does not break the ribs off, but it does shatter deep within like the inside of the spinal cord, and you can see whatever magic and like there's like little pieces of like flesh and things because this isn't fully a skeleton. There's flesh and skin, and you just kind of like scoop it out.
Hell yeah. Did that stop them from casting?
Nope.
Damn.
How many ribs?
It looks like a pretty big hit, though. Like, you definitely hit it for reals.
For real and for actual.
For real and for actual.
How many ribs got broke while they were in the room?
Four.
When the door was closed? And how many are left?
Four now.
Four are left. Okay.
Did that break any?
Nope.
Okay.
No. So there's something else to it.
All of that was radiant damage.
Oh. Weirdly? No. That's crazy.
Okay. Something's wrong with your lich.
Yeah. He's no ordinary lich.
That feels wrong.
It you does know, a bit.
I'll let it be. I'll let it be vulnerable to radiant. That feels cool. Right.
What does that do? Does that double damage?
That doubles the damage from the radiant. Yeah.
So
I got the doubling. You don't have to worry about it.
And you're so sweet for that. What's that, 98? 94.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah. I can't really do anything else unless I move. And I don't think I want her to get an attack of opportunity on me. I'll just...
Yeah. At the end of your turn, she'll take an action. I'm gonna just swing out at you. Oh, natural 20. That's
damn.
Crazy.
You know, perfect crit. stop!
Oh, that's a lot of... You're... Oof, okay.
Damn. I don't like that. I hate that.
That's not the number you... That's not kind of what you wanted to hear from the DM?
What about the horse?
I moved Are you the horse on the horse out right now?
I'm not on the horse, but the horse is in the doorway.
I had to move the horse.
Oh, yeah, you did move the horse.
You're right up against the lich on account of you hit it with your mace. The horse is not where you are.
You didn't push the horse in front of you the whole way.
Yeah, I didn't climb on top of the horse before I find sight.
Cool as you would have looked, there wasn't really the time.
Yeah, just imagine someone in a small 10 by 10 room.
Okay, you take... you're resistant to necrotic damage, right?
Yes.
Okay, you take 19 points of bludgeoning damage, and then you take 23 points of necrotic damage, halved to 11. And you are now cursed.
Fuck!
With what?
Yeah, the lich, it, while continuing to cast this spell, punches toward the roof, like toward the ceiling in the air, and you feel, even though it's punching upward, a force of energy punch directly through your heart.
Mm-hmm.
While you are cursed, you can't regain hit points, you gain no benefit from finishing a long rest, and your hit point max decreases by 3d6 every 24 hours that elapse.
Jesus!
And if you are reduced to zero by this attack, you would have just died and turned to dust.
Could I just tell her no?
Well, she already did it, so you should have specified that beforehand.
I see.
I told you to try and defeat the lich in the marketplace of ideas. Y'all wanted to come in swinging.
Actually,
that's not true. I just left, and then I came back, and I realized that swinging was probably the best idea.
For some semblance of order, I'm just going to go back to the initiative order that we started.
Sure.
So, Starling, you're up. Millie, you're on deck.
Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What are any of us supposed to do right now?
Yeah, you can, like, you're looking at Valentine, and there's just, like, like a black aura of, like, smoke.
I'm actually really glad you guys let other Valentine die. They wouldn't have survived this. They wouldn't have been half as prepared.
I just don't know what... What the move is?
Cast spells?
Well, that doesn't seem to be doing too much.
It's doing things.
Something.
This is a thinking person's dungeon. Let's think through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you can't physically attack the ribs. They won't break that way.
I could blast her big time style with a spell to get rid of the last ribs. Ideally.
Yeah.
There's four left. And if I, again, if I just sort of big time style blast, see what happens.
Hmm.
And I could use my big, I could do a fifth level lightning bolt. That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
When initially I thought there were 5 ribs left, but there's 4. I cast it at 4th, and Moonbeam is a 2nd.
I casted it at.
There was a Moonbeam at 3rd level. There was Hunger Hadar at 4th level. There was a Guiding Bolt at 1st level.
My Smite was also at 3rd level, if that means anything.
That's why I was asking if.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That was me being dumb.
How much of your damage was from the weapon versus your smites?
Only 13 of it was from the weapon, the True Strike.
So yeah, if you're smiting at 3rd level, there's only 1 rib left.
Got it. Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It is a weird one. Paladins are weird. And
Yeah. Because True Strike is like, oh, you can use the True Strike damage or your weapon damage. And at that point, I was like, I might as well just use the True Strike.
Okay. Well, then why don't I do a 3rd level big time style instead of a 5th level huge time style?
Sure.
To save that. Yes. To see if that does that.
Mm-hmm.
To see if there is perhaps some effect to it where we don't want it to be all spell-based. So I will position myself so that I... Well, is there a way to position my me so I can cast a line without getting Valentine about it?
If you're at the opening of the room, well, yeah, you can, because you're at the top of a staircase, so you can kind of, like, angle a little bit easier.
Great.
But also, like, I don't know. Killing that person is more important than keeping me alive, honestly.
Okay, well, sure. And am I saying that I'm ready to take your life fully into account? Well, who's to say? But if I can keep you alive for a moment, seem
to keep
prudent.
This Valentine. They seem to be doing pretty well.
Yes, they're doing pretty all right. So I will cast a 100-foot-long, 5-foot-wide line of lightning. If that is all right with you. Lightning bolt!
Okay, since it's 5 feet wide, Millie, are you in front of or behind Starling? I don't remember.
I'll step in front of Millie. I'm not casting lightning on Millie.
Could you imagine being like, fair. Hey, stand right there.
Yeah, hey, little to the right.
Valentine, give me a dex save to see if you can just jump aside.
5. Anyways.
Well, do a different number than that.
Well.
What was that about?
I have a +1 on saves, you know. So that was a 4 on
your
the
Your aura
die.
Doesn't give you anything?
That was with the aura. It's
oh,
just
good
a plus
Lord,
one.
Valentine.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Yeah, all right. It is a dexterity save to decide if you're taking half or full damage as well.
Yeah, I'd assume that I'm taking full.
Well, try stepping out of the way, if you'd please.
Would I?
Go ahead and make a regular dexterity save.
Okay.
It's
31 lightning damage.
9. Anyways, 31 doesn't kill me.
It's 31 lightning damage.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine.
I mean, his bounce head, I go, I did not mean to, and then I turn around to Millie, I did not mean to get the wizard.
It's okay. Hopefully it does more to her than it does me.
Haley, what are the damage dice for your the spell you just cast?
It was 8d6.
Ah, damn.
Lightning Bolt's a good one.
That could have been worse.
Yeah, I rolled pretty middle of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, you cast that Lightning Bolt. Does nick Valentine a bit.
It's all right.
as you cast it, again, square on the chest, hits the sternum, it explodes that last rib off into dust.
Yay.
And then it does begin to singe the lich a little bit.
Okay.
And it recoils in pain. And then...
Cool. We're so up.
Yeah, you can't kick her off this spell.
We are so up.
Yeah.
However, the spell's still happening.
Yeah, I step out of the
way to let Millie do Millie's thing.
Yeah.
Millie, what you got?
I think we gotta get Valentine uncursed.
I think that's a great plan.
Reasonable.
For the record, I do have to upcast this.
Okay.
So it's casting at a fourth level. It's like the best remove curse that you've ever Hell seen yeah. in your life. So yeah, all curses affecting one creature or object end. But I'm casting it on a creature. So all curses end.
Any other Ooh. Curses also on Valentine? God!
Yeah.
The evil eye banished.
Yeah, what about the other, like, weird soul shit that's going on?
Well, you cannot remove souls from bodies with remove curse.
Yeah, that's
and why not?
That's a separate issue.
And if that's a whole separate can of worms.
Great, and then as my bonus action, I will face step out of the room.
Amazing. And you do.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Miranda speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
Very smart. Very good.
Is Valentine okay?
They will be.
Yeah, it is your turn, Valentine.
First thing I'm going to do, bonus action, lay on hands to myself.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and heal for a good 30. I'm at 69 HP. And then we're getting this thing out of here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, before you hit it, wait a minute. I'm reading my character sheet for the first time.
Yeah, and we all are.
We're all learning.
For real.
Face Step Autumn. Immediately after using Face Step, up to 2 creatures you see within 10 feet of you must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by you for 1 minute.
Oh, Charm the Lich.
I would love to use that on the Lich.
Charm the Lich.
Charm the Lich.
Yeah, does a 26 succeed. Sorry, 24. If it makes you feel better, I rolled an advantage and I did roll a natural 1, but I rolled a 15.
Why would that make us feel better?
I can't think of a world in which...
Truthfully, I was really hoping you would fail just to get one of those lizards.
Yeah, honestly.
I felt sure like an easy gimme.
I did use 1 for something. I've marked 1 down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Valentine, what's up? What's good?
I was really hoping you would use that one because it's until you or your companions deal damage, and I know that Valentine's just going to immediately hit her.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm just going to Divine Smite at first level.
Hell yeah. Hey, it went great last time.
Really
there's no
the
reason to not do it again.
You did cast Dispel as a bonus action.
Dispel. Oh, yeah. I did. So I can't smite, but I can't do True Strike.
You can't.
You know what? I did just say I lay on hands. How quickly I forgot. Does a 25 hit?
It does.
9. Not a lot, but it's something.
Oh, sorry. You hit it with a mace. You crit.
It hates this mace.
So I keep forgetting.
Did you just say you hit it with the mace or hit
the,
it with
the mace?
That was the mace. This is the lich killer mace.
Yes, the
I
lich
was fucking right,
mace.
Guys.
We found the mace of lich killing. Yay.
And yet again, you guys immediately cull your first idea and then move way faster to something else.
This is the lich killing mace.
9 plus 13, that's
22.
If there were ever a Valentine that I was happy got this mace, it'd be this Valentine right now.
With the smites? Hell yeah.
Okay.
And that's radiant damage too.
Anything else on your turn?
No, that's it. I'm just gonna look down upon my enemy.
Yeah.
I have the high ground.
You're just a stinky lich.
Yeah. Well, unfortunate for you because I have the mace.
Fucking stunt on him.
Starling, you're up. Millie, you're on deck. Oh, it's a lich's turn.
Oh.
It's gonna keep casting its spell. It's just doing what it's doing.
Man, this guy loves that spell.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that spell, honestly. It makes me a little jealous.
Yeah, you wish you had a spell this good.
I wish somebody would focus on me that long, you know what I'm saying? Can I try to discern the nature of the spell?
Yeah, that'll take your action.
Yeah, I was debating if I wanted to try and, like, actually do a detect magic. Or if it seems like the kind of thing I could discern simply through, like, looking at it and using my arcana.
If you cast detect magic, I will give you advantage on your arcana roll.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll not ritual cast it this time. Can you believe it?
Whoa, I didn't even know you knew how to do that.
You spend the next 10 turns ritual casting detect magic.
I reach into my bag of detect magic bones and I snap one in half. And now I'm rolling advantage.
Whoa.
Let me roll my dipses.
I love that you can do, like, the circle that's, like, 10 minutes, but also if, like, you just need it really quick, you can just snap a bone.
Yeah, you can just break some shit. Well, because then it makes all the future circles slower, mm-hmm. you know? Because you're missing your bone.
Yeah.
The advantage was great for that. 22.
22.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking at this spell, and similarly to the runes in the previous rooms... these are more archaic kind of predecessors to a lot of the runes you use now. You see some that are familiar, that are aligned with different schools, but many of them, you've not quite seen a spell like this, although you haven't ever seen, I think, a magic user this powerful in the act of casting a ritual. Something about it seems off.
Okay.
You see... like a rainbow of colors, each one corresponding to a different school. You see bits of evocation, necromancy, and transmutation and divination, I think, are the largest, most prevalent ones.
But okay.
You see others, abjuration, conjuration, enchantment. And you can see that these runes, as they're spinning in these concentric spheres, that world that's beginning to form... the runes are like searing themselves into what I think you would recognize as the ley lines of the world.
I am eternal. The wicked will reign.
You're unsure what this spell is supposed to do, just that it seems incredibly powerful and also impotent at the same time.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, you walk up and touch the thing?
Can I touch one of the runes?
Yeah. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
I'll explain out loud as I'm walking up.
You also get a plus one. Don't forget that.
Oh, thank God.
You also have advantage.
My wisdom saves are bad.
Because of your hero's feast.
Oh, I sure do. But I'll explain it as I'm walking. I'm like, and the runes are searing into the ley lines of the... Millie, pay attention. They're searing into the ley lines of the world.
What the fuck?
Why
Millie,
am I catching strings?
Millie, I'm doing something stupid. I need one of us to know this. It's a 16.
With a 16, which rune are you trying to touch? Which school of magic?
The...
Choose wisely.
I'm thinking... abjuration.
Ooh, okay.
You rubbing your hands together is not a good sign.
No, I love it.
I don't know why you keep ascribing all this intent. I'm just excited about things.
Okay, be excited. I love that.
Sometimes I'm excited about killing you. Like
Often you're excited about killing
us. Who am I to stop you from having fun?
You're allowed to be excited.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get excited and rub your hands together like a praying mantis, and that's okay.
I love praying mantises.
It's fine. It's normal.
As you touch one of the runes glowing with abjurative magic, you are an armadillo.
Ooh! Hot, yes. That's such a fun pull.
You're rolling. And your shell is protecting you from some kind of feline cat creature. You don't have a name for it because you are an armadillo.
Yeah.
And it's biting at it. And the resistance of your shell gives you just enough time to run away into the thick grass and escape from it.
And I just live like that now? I'm just an armadillo forever now.
You guys see Starling just tapping this rune and just like staring up at it.
I see.
Entranced. Good rune.
Millie, it is your turn. Valentine, you're on deck. Unless, Starling, would you like to do anything as an armadillo?
Well, I made it to safety. So, yeah, if I can just kind of find some kind of scrub and brush to sort of briefly shelter underneath.
You do.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love armadillos so much. You guys ever seen armadillos walk? They walk on their tiptoes.
They are very cute.
God, it's fucking good, dude.
When I used to live in Georgia, they would be around. This was like this one area. So I'm assuming like they weren't supposed to be there, but like they got let out and then just kind of did what animals do and just created a
new
life.
Yeah, they can be invasive.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if they're native to Georgia, but they were there.
Yeah. Sorry, Amelia.
Don't apologize. Stella, Millie, what does she do?
I would like to go up to where Starling is. If I like look into her eyes, like how dilated are the pupils?
So dilated right
now.
You
can see the armadillo.
You
kind of
have to like
them.
Get on your tippy toes to see up into Starling's eyes. Their eyes, just around the pupil right inside the iris, is glowing the same deep purple of the other abjuration runes.
What the fuck? Okay. Okay. Is this good or bad? I mean,
who's to say?
Haley, do you want to stay there?
The orbs are, like, corporeal, right? Like, clearly Starling's touching one.
It's, yeah, the runes. Yeah.
The runes. It's like floating light runes.
Because it's like the globe that she's making up there.
Yeah, and notably, everything was spinning around, but the rune that Starling has touched is, like, frozen right at their fingertip.
Is that affecting the full centerpiece of it?
Everything else is moving just as it was.
And the Lich is casting the spell with their hands.
It's moving as it was, yeah.
Yep.
Got it.
Take their hands away.
That's it, then that's the plan.
Gotta
that's
get rid
the
of those
fucking
hands.
Plan. I'm getting at those hands.
Yeah. The fuck are you gonna do? You don't got no hands.
Okay, Millie.
Okay. I would like to try to pull Starling's arm off of the rune, like detach the connection, if I can.
Yeah, you do so. Starling, you're no longer an armadillo. You're Starling, and you were Starling before then, and you've always been Starling, and it's kind of confusing, that little armadillo bit.
I, like, remember it, though. I remember being an armadillo and having a scary time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Are you okay?
Would you say armadillo time is worse or better than what's happening right now?
Don't know what just happened. I was the strangest thing.
Did you get hurt?
No, I got away.
Well,
okay, we need you here, I think.
We do need you to not be somewhere else.
Right.
We need you here.
Right, I'm here. Yes.
Millie, we can call that a free action.
I would hope so, please.
Action and bonus action to move someone's hand.
Okay, I would like to...
Yeah.
Used all my movement to pull her arm off. Not much I can do. I mean, I could try and go for the hands. My physical attacks are not great.
Yeah. Do you have anything that would make it easier for me to hit?
Guiding bolt still.
Yeah, I could do another guiding bolt and give you advantage.
That's why I'm like,
Yeah. I can do that for you. I got you. Baby, I got you.
You're so sweet and kind of beautiful.
Wow. Thank you. Gang, I am running out of spell slots here,
yeah,
so we're
kind of in dire straits.
I maybe have to start using some cantrips. This is my last first level, but I will cast Guiding Bolt. That is an 18.
An 18 hit.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. That's pretty good. That is 15 radiant damage. And then I don't really have a lot of bonus actions. Yeah, I think I'll stay in the room, but back up a little bit.
As you cast the guiding bolt, it shatters at the viscera and flesh and bone of this creature. It is looking haggard and is now glowing. What is the color of Familia's magic?
She's an autumn eladrin, so it's like gold and sort of reds and oranges and yellows.
Okay, so you see like kind of an aura. It almost looks like the little spikes on it look like leaves falling outward in each direction as they dissipate from the light into the darkness of the room. Valentine, you're up.
So, something I remembered. Level 12 paladin, which means I get two attacks per turn. Wasn't doing
you
that.
You do, but I believe when you do, I noticed that, but I believe because you're using True Strike as your action, you do not get to take
cool.
two
That's
attacks.
Amazing. I'm fine with that. I was like,
so
damn.
I would, and I thought that was an intentional choice you were making, so I didn't say anything.
And it was.
Yeah.
And
I'm
it
trying
was.
To be fair to the Lich. It's not and fair that I have two actions and the Mace of Lich killing. Duh.
But now you're going to take your two attacks, one for each hand.
Yeah, I swing with the mace and then I just punch with my fist.
Yeah.
Rolling to hit with advantage because guiding bolt. 20.
Hits, it's a crit.
And then two true strikes.
I love the Lich Killer mace. I'm into it.
4 and 7 for a total of 11. The smite. 8 and 7 for 15. All that is radiant.
You don't need to add it. It doesn't matter.
Got it.
How do you want to do this?
Yeah, I think right after Starling comes out of their trance and Millie casts the guiding bolt, you'd see is like Valentine holds the mace to their chest with one hand and kind of that crackle of energy kind of surges through their fingers as you see them kind of coat the mace with this holy light and aiming straight for the hands of the Lich, just kind of like swing it one good time.
You swing it one good time and you time it perfectly, so you hit a strike through both of the hands, flinging them off as they hit the wall. They disintegrate into dust.
No, I wanted the hands!
And as you pull your lich-killing mace around, the momentum of the swing bringing it back toward you, it too begins to disintegrate.
It served its purpose.
And you look toward the lich, and the rest of its body also crumbles into dust. And then you feel it.
Oh.
A shaking and a rumbling. What is everyone's immediate reaction to that? There are some things in the room.
you could go to the... Like, what do you guys want to do?
Oh, gosh.
What happens to her silver crown? Does it also disintegrate?
It falls onto the floor.
Okay. Just to recap, everything in the room. Silver crown.
Mm-hmm.
The jade coffer.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow sacks.
Yeah, I don't...
Cobwebs.
Leather sacks, sorry. But, yeah, they could be yellow.
Yeah.
I might have said that.
I misheard.
Yeah.
I misheard.
Yeah. All, those are the things in the room.
He said she came out of a jade coffin.
No, there's a jade coffer.
Oh, coffer. I love that.
She's treasure. Oh, there's also the giant golden chaise lounge.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh, she was on right. The lounge.
We could get that out of here.
Yeah, we just gotta pivot.
But everyone, tell me what you're immediately doing as the room begins to shake.
I'm casting Long Strider on everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking I just move out of the room.
Y'all don't want to loot anything? What the fuck?
Yeah, I do. I really want to. I want that jade coffer.
Grab it.
Do you want to grab it?
Yeah, I'm going to grab it, actually.
I kind of wanted the crown. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I wanted the crown, too.
Oh, you can grab the crown, then.
You got to get that crown out of here.
I was casting a spell, so you've got dibs.
For not to keep, but just to get out of here, you know, to bring with us.
Grabbing the jade coffer and using that long strider to my full advantage.
Because I can just cover casting spell. If you each want to grab something, and then we can try to get out of here.
Do we care about the sacks?
What's it? Do we know?
What if the sacks have her phylactery in it?
What if the sacks have the phylactery in it?
Right. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
You like better to...
Yeah, I'll grab a sack.
Take everything.
You grab a sack?
I grab a sack, and I grab the crown off the ground.
You grab a sack and a crown. You're grabbing... Are you grabbing the jade coffer?
Yeah. As much as I want the chaise lounge, I don't think it's viable to get it out of here.
Seems like not the time,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
What if the phylactery's in the upholstery?
It's made of really nice leather.
Okay. You all grab those, and then do you leave the room?
Yeah.
Yes. We leave so fast and light on our feet.
Yeah.
You lead so fast and light on your feet... With the benefit of Longstrider, you choosing to grab those items very narrowly escape before this that entire room collapses on itself. And you are back in the hallway.
Oh, just that room went.
Does it seem like everything else is still structurally sound? Like we're not in any danger of being in the adjoining room?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be. There's a little damage, but it doesn't see the collapse has stopped.
Okay.
So we could inspect our items.
I wonder if there's a viable place to take a rest, too.
I think we should try to do some amount of rest.
Or a short one.
Where we can still see this bit of rubble, see where the room has collapsed.
Yeah.
I have to imagine that was not the end of our lich troubles.
I only say that because I know you mentioned running out of spell slots, and I have no more level 3 spell slots.
I'm doing all right.
Okay, then I'm fine. Not I'm fine.
And I require no. What I'm saying is I'm doing all right, and I require less rest than either of you. If I can keep an eye and watch over this space, and maybe begin to look over these items while you rest.
I'm fine with that. How are you feeling, Stella?
I think I also require less rest, but let me double check.
Eladrin is elf, isn't they?
Right? Isn't it 4 hours, then?
It should be. I mean, it would make sense if it was.
You'd think that
it doesn't necessarily mean that yes, it is, yeah. But it should be.
I would be worried about taking a full long rest. I'm not too concerned about having limited spell slots because I have other shit that I can do.
Yeah, we can keep going. I just want to check in.
How are we doing hit point wise though? Because we could always do a short rest and regain some hit points. That would be helpful. I don't know. I didn't get hit in that.
I'm not doing amazing on hit points, but
I mean, I think we should do it.
Take a short.
Because why not?
Yeah.
this hallway actually feels pretty...
It feels good.
It feels like a good spot because it's a dead end.
Yep. And the room is right there.
And so we have eyes on the room, on the doors.
And we can check our items.
Yeah.
And we can check our items.
Yeah. I think this is a fair place.
Dungeon Master, we would like to take a short rest and check our items.
You can take a short rest and check your items. Okay, so you're waiting on me to tell you the items you don't just know?
Well, we could kind of make it up if you want.
Do you want to telepathically send it into my brain and then I can say it out loud?
Okay, I'm telling you what the crown does.
Holy shit!
Oh my god, goodness. It gives you 2 million hit
That's
points!
That's crazy!
No! I said it's very pretty and looks expensive. inside the jade coffer, there's about 5,000 gold pieces.
Holy fuck!
And there are 6 healing potions.
Oh, shit.
In the leather bags, one has what looks to be some kind of a map. And the other has 278 platinum pieces.
Jesus.
Like a handful of gems worth like 10 to 25 gold.
Oh my gosh.
Spell scrolls written in the draconic script, but not in a like, again, it's like the medieval kind of language. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to discern what they actually cast.
Yeah. Can I get like a vibe from them at all?
Are you gonna like detect magic or anything?
From like the draconic script, like a
yeah. Give me Arcana.
That's another 22.
Okay, with a 22, you can tell that 3 are evocation, 1 is transmutation, and 2 are enchantment.
Okay.
I don't know if any of that helps.
It could be so many things.
And none of this is sort of reading phylactery.
No.
Fascinating.
How long do you guys rest here?
It's an hour for short rest.
Could I take a close look at the map?
Do you have any like background with like navigation or map making?
Do you think I would have taken a map-making class at the Arcane Academy?
That depends on, like, Millie's vibes. You can still make a check either way.
Yeah, they probably offered one.
Yeah, would Millie have taken it?
I'm gonna roll a die about it. Even she did, odd she didn't. She did not.
You, go ahead and give me a history check at disadvantage.
I will cast Guidance on myself.
Okay.
That is a 9 minus 1. 8.
Damn.
You really don't recognize anything on this map.
Does it look like an interior map or an exterior map?
Oh, it looks like land and like cities that you've never heard of. You don't immediately recognize any of the like geographical landmarks that it references.
Okay. I thought we found a map of the tomb.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that have been so fun?
As you sit there for an hour, everyone give me a perception check.
12.
16.
17.
Millie, you are the first to notice that the wall next to the staircase, like as the stairs are descending downward from the previous secret hallway that you entered, part of it does not match with the surroundings, a very sort of rectangular sized part.
I point it out to my compatriots and say, does that look different to you guys?
In a way.
Yeah, this
different enough, I suppose.
Yes.
Different enough to be weird, right?
Yeah, in the Tomb of Weird Things, this is
yes.
Weird for weird.
It's one of them.
Yes.
Yes. Does it mean anything to you?
Not personally, other than like our safety and security in this hallway.
Right.
I'm gonna go take a closer look at it. The doorway and inspect it a little closer.
Very similar to the door that got you in here. You don't immediately see like a doorknob or like a lock or anything.
Hmm.
Hmm. And this is the, wait, this is the doorway that we, the first door we came in through?
This is right next, so like, when you were in the pit.
Yeah.
And you got through that narrow channel and went down the stairs.
Yeah.
This door is like to your left. It is blended kind of with the wall.
Okay.
Got you.
As you're descending the stairs, it is part of the way down.
Yeah.
Got you.
Could we press on the door, like, see if it pushes it?
Yeah, while you're pressing on it, looking at it, you, nothing seems to move.
Shall we break it?
It doesn't feel advisable, but I also don't.
Where is the crown? Maybe the door responds to that.
Oh.
Oh, if the crown has anything to do with it.
I put the crown on.
Oh.
You look great.
It's beautiful.
Do you feel as though you could psionically open the door now?
I try to psionically open the door.
Do you cast a spell or do you just think about it?
No, I try to use the crown's innate magic.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Psionically open the door.
If you're using it psionically, roll me an intelligence check.
Ah, huge.
I put my hand on your shoulder and give you guidance.
I give you guidance back just for shits and giggles.
Why don't we both have guidance?
It's very cute.
That's a 13.
Damn.
Doesn't seem to work.
Crown's broken.
So then what? You want to just start bashing it with the Lich Killer, or...?
Maybe you didn't believe hard enough. Can I try?
The Lich Killer disintegrated.
Yeah, the Lich Killer
did disintegrate. I have nothing.
Is there a coin slot in the door?
You have to tell us legally if there's a coin slot in the door.
There's not a coin slot in the door.
Got it.
Okay. Man, a lot of my abilities involve turning invisible.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of not anything that's kind of coming up.
It's worth saying that one of us here has potentially fulfilled their quest of, you know, ridding the tomb of the evil lich.
I don't think the tomb has been rid of anything.
Really?
Yes. There's no...
I mean, we did watch the lich disintegrate.
That fight was hard.
I'm not saying it wasn't hard, darling, but there's... Normally, you haven't fought many liches, and neither have I. But in the readings, there's generally a vessel for the soul.
Mm. Right, right. Yes.
And the body is immaterial in comparison.
Okay, so we're still looking for that.
And perhaps not this time, you know? I'm no... expert on the subject, but more than likely. Were you trying to say I'd finished my task? If anything, I thought you'd finished yours.
I was just hoping that you...
You did finish your task as soon as you established it was real.
I mean, I probably, like, will get an A in this class for finding and also killing at least the body of a lich, but... Now I'm invested in you guys as well, and I want to see your whole thing through.
Right. And that's very sweet.
Would it be silly of me to be like, hey, maybe I can get my horse to kick this door open?
I could get my horse in on it as well. She's quite small at the moment.
This is so silly. I'm going to give Valentine my +2 mace. I'm not using it.
Thank you. This is a gift.
I'm just handing it over.
Cyrus, I'm just going to let you know right now, having your horse try to kick what seems to be a stone wall is bad for the horse.
That's real.
My horse isn't real, so it's otherworldly.
My horse isn't real either, but it's, you know, the principle of things. I did try to sacrifice my horse many a time.
This is true. I don't want my horse to get hurt, although if it goes down to 0 hit points, it does just disappear.
Yes.
All right, well, I guess I could just try to use the mace on the door.
Yeah, but it feels a little bit kinder than the horse.
Yeah.
I need just the clip of you saying the horse like that to play over and over and over again. The horse.
I'll try to swing with the mace. The minute you hand it to me, Valentine just Thanks.
Okay. Already swinging. You are swinging the mace at a stone wall.
Yes.
So what I'm going to have you do is roll a d20. If you get a 17 or higher, you can break through the wall before you break the mace.
Oh my god, it's a +2 mace.
You're just hitting rock
and a stone wall.
I give you guidance.
Wait, I got a nat 20 on that.
Fuck yes.
Jesus, fuck. Fine. Fine.
Yay, my big strong mace.
Your big strong mace is entirely unscathed as you beat down a magic door several inches thick of stone. And you just tear a hole through it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that cool. It was just like the other door that you got to get in here. You just had to dispel it or beat it to death with the mace.
Valentine's done with thinking.
Yeah.
Getting on with it.
No
more. Do you walk through the next corridor?
Carefully. Carefully.
Who's in front?
I hold my breath.
I try to look on the floor for pit traps.
Yeah.
I assume Valentine's in front, because Valentine's the one who...
Yeah.
Yeah, Valentine, it is difficult to see if there are pit traps on the floor, because this room is entirely cluttered. The walls are lined with shelves filled with jars, ingredients. They're intermixed with books and various technical instruments. The floor is covered with urns and pots all strewn about. There is a large desk and stool, two workbenches, roughly about 10 feet long each, and the workbenches are connected by a Rube Goldberg-esque machine. What you notice perhaps most strikingly is three large vats that are about 7 feet in diameter and 4 feet deep, filled with murky liquid. There is an opening to another corridor at the far corner of the room. So if you're in like the lower left, this is in the upper right. But that is it. As you take in this sight, the previous workshop area, which seemed kind of like sparse and out of use, at least the last time someone was here, they were tearing through this room regularly. And you all will be able to tear through it on the next episode
Woo!
Of Unprepared Casters, Tomb of Corridors.
Woo!
Y'all, thank you so much for listening to that and the way it ended. Guys, this sure is a module. It really is. If you want to hear us talk about that, you should go listen to the verbal component on patreon.com/unpreparedcasters at the $5 tier and above. That is our talkback show where all of the cast will talk about this episode. We also talk about things that I cut from the dungeon due to time, because this is a podcast and we have to get this done in a reasonable amount of time. Unless you guys want to sit and listen to us argue over the minutiae of getting in and out of various rooms in this corridor, which some of you might. So if that appeals to you, listen to us talk about it on patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. And if you want to stay up to date with all things Unprepared Casters, you can find us all over the internet at Unprepared Casters, Unprep Casters, where character limits are low, especially as we approach this charity stream. If you've been following along, you've seen all the cast announcements. That's where we will be doing updates of cool and fun things that are happening. And if you want cool and fun things to own in your household or wherever you live, you can find those at unpreparedcasters.com/shop. That is where we have all our Unprepared Casters merchandise, whether you're dungeoning your dragons, whether you're glycarining your trails, everything there, t-shirts, mugs, stickers, you name it. If we have it, it's on the store. And if we don't have it, it's not there. That's how stores work. And how social media works is you can find me most places at Amelia Somm, or you can visit links.ameliasomm.com. And if you... Like is maybe a strong word for this module, but again, if you want spoilers for it, you can check out Critical Lit, which is the TTRPG talk show where we talk about old D&D modules and things like Curse of Strahd and these original modules that definitely have, I think, some room for improvement. But you know who doesn't have room for improvement because they're the very best they can be? That's right. It's my best friend, Haley Whipjack, who you can find on TikTok at Whipjack. That's W-H-I-P Jack. On Twitter at Whipped Jack. That's W-H-I-P-P-E-D Jack. And YouTube and just about everywhere else at Haley Whipjack. If you're watching the charity stream, you can watch it on our Twitch, that's twitch.tv/unpreparedcasters, or Haley's personal YouTube, that's youtube.com/@HaleyWhipjack, as we make all of their Once Upon a Time fans watch us play D&D. Because we can. Because we have free will. And there's a select few of you who have used your free will to back us at our $15 tier. So we want to give you a huge thank you for helping us make Unprepared Casters everything that it is. We wouldn't be able to do any episodes. We certainly wouldn't be able to have the ability to organize this charity stream and to raise, I think, over $125,000, maybe closer to $150,000 for Trans Lifeline today, which is crazy. So obviously, thank you to everyone who donates, everyone who watches, and everyone who shares. But specifically, thank you to Ren, Kyle Bonuel, Gabriel the Sorcerer, Grimmy, Tali, Jesse Dubin, Alan Beck, Mary R., Justin Friedberg, Cal Neville, Beetle the Bard, Andromedus Blackshire, Andy Rowland, Nicole, Esker, Marigold Morgan, AJ Downs, Alyssa Bryan, Yoshidas, Aiden Sowood, Beckles, TJ, Annie G., Pete Alexander, Zach, Bucket Master, Jennifer Wild, Ian Schwartz, The Emprix Mixar, Stephen Odom, Cobra 111, Mitherwine, South Space, Archaea Cyathid, Alcyon Hero, Rebecca Lawton, Jade Crown, Oliver Neville, Aster, King Smiley, Sherman Mannering, Luminelli, Silas S., Joey the Dynamo, Courtney Danielle, Gandalf the Gay, Fungitor, also Dylan, Ryan Meese, Zebby Loun, Marky Boy 15, Caroline, Legos Jedi, Lucas Guerin, Petal, Celtic Lord of Mice, Trace of Silver, Feywild 42, Bridget Surdock, Enshil, Azula's Tale, Ilya Nepomnishi, Tired Vi, Leaf Caliber, AJ Bissinger, Rachel Goodman, Amalia Might Be Three Pixies in a Trench Coat, Jane, Hollis, Nur the Guy, Justin, Cam Jasicki, Jack Lionheart, Lando Lich, Sierra, Charlie, Andy, Daddy Diabetes, Jenny Waboom, Depresso Espresso, Bex Rhodes, Derek Rogers, Faye Nightshade, Odd Pit Pat, Caroline Harden, Remix City, El McCochran, Mage 101, Rue, DM Squared, Meta Rapina, Cole, Abby Greer, Fluffy Socks, Ellen Stanfill, Beardic Knowledge, Valerie Ann, Lady Drew, and Lacewing Apologist. Thank you.
The horse.